Turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 2. I want to begin reading this morning in the first verse. Read just down through four verses. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which is at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His own will. You can be seated. The Lord would help us just for a few minutes. We want to look in verse number 3. And that little phrase, if we neglect so great salvation. And if the Lord had helped me, I want to preach this morning on that great salvation. Salvation, Jonah said, was of the Lord. David said, restore unto me not my salvation, but thy salvation. There's a lot of religion today, but religion is completely different from salvation. Many times we are confused, or say some are confused, between religion and salvation. Man can have religion but not have salvation. And without salvation, no man goes to heaven. Without salvation, nobody knows the Lord. Without salvation, no one is freed from sin. And we have a sin problem. That's our problem. And salvation frees us from sin. I want to preach this morning on the salvation that the Bible teaches us. And this salvation is a threefold salvation. It has three aspects to it. And it has a past aspect to it. And in that past aspect, we find ourselves sinners before a holy God. There's a crisis in every sinner's life. And that crisis is, he sinned against a holy God and needs reconciliation and regeneration. He needs redemption, and he cannot produce that himself. He finds himself in a condition where that he has to have help from another world. And so he finds himself in a crisis that he can do absolutely nothing about, no matter what he does and no matter what others do for him. That and they cannot produce salvation. And so there's a great crisis in your life this morning. If you're here and have not been saved, if you're here without Jesus Christ, there's a crisis. Now this salvation just comes one way. There's no two or three different ways for salvation to come. God has just one way of salvation. And for salvation to come, there must be repentance and faith. And for repentance to come, there must be A godly sorrow take place in the sinner's heart, because godly sorrow worketh repentance. How does godly sorrow come? A godly sorrow comes when an individual gets under Holy Ghost conviction for his sin. He doesn't get just afraid of going to hell, but he gets concerned and afraid of what's causing him to go to hell, and that's sin. He must come under Holy Ghost conviction of sin. And there's only one way that that can take place. He must hear the preaching of the Word of God. That preacher must be called of God, must be anointed and empowered from God Almighty for the Word to have an effect upon a sinner's heart. I want to say this morning, just anything and everything won't do. There must be a conviction of sin. And when man gets his understanding opened by God Almighty, and he sees himself a sinner, a lost before a holy God, it brings a deep sorrow in his heart. He becomes sorry for his sin and his way of life, and that brings conviction and causes him to want to do something about his condition. Sometimes a man will try everything, try to get relief from the conviction that's in his heart, but nothing can bring relief. I remember myself under Holy Ghost conviction for my sinful life and my sinful ways. I tried everything. I quit doing everything that I know was wrong in my life. I started doing everything that I thought was right. I quit drinking. I quit gambling. I quit cussing. I quit lying. I started doing everything that I know that was right to do. But the conviction got deeper, and the hurt got stronger, and the godly sorrow got more powerful, and I found myself in a condition that I could do nothing about. And I remember thinking, there's got to be some help somewhere. I knew nothing about salvation. I knew nothing about the church. Nothing about the Bible. Ignorant of the things of God. But I found myself thinking, if I could just get back to the church house, they'd tell me what to do. I remember as I went in on that Sunday morning, knowing that I'd run my course. I'd got so desperate. I was in desperation. I'd have done anything that they'd tell me to do. But the preacher just told me one thing. He said, get right down there and pray. I remember falling on an altar and thinking, I don't know how to pray. And there wasn't but three words that came out of my mouth. You see, I was in a crisis. I was in a condition that I could do nothing about but call on a holy God. I didn't know how. And so I said, God help me. God help me. As I wept and I cried on the altar, and tears wet in my shirt and my face, and I kept crying, God help me. God help me. God help me. And after about 50 times, there's a peace that swept into my soul. And the burden, the conviction was gone. The godly sorrow was gone. All of my troubles was gone. And I felt like a newborn babe. Really, that's what I was. I rose from that altar with a peace in my heart that passed all understanding, a joy in my soul and contentment in my mind. Oh, thank God for this old time of salvation that comes from God only and makes a man a fit for the kingdom of heaven. Past aspect of salvation, a crisis in my life that I could do nothing about. Oh, I tried everything for several days, not knowing that I could have gotten saved when I would have turned to Christ, but I did not know that. And I remember that preacher saying, get down there and pray. And it just come to me. My sins against God. I've sinned against this holy God that they've been telling me about. My sins against Him. But thank God there was a remedy that He had in the Lord Jesus Christ. And His precious blood washed away my sin. Past salvation. You see, there's a penalty. If you die in your sins, Jesus said, where I am, you cannot come. And so if a man, woman, boy, or girl dies in their sins, they'll never know nothing about this old time salvation. If you're here and lost this morning, there's a great crisis in your life. You're here without God and on your way to hell. You're a sinner exceedingly before a holy God. And you need the penalty taken care of. What is the penalty for sin? Hell. Hell, an everlasting hell that man cannot free himself from. Suffering in eternity forever and ever and ever with no escape. But thank God this morning there is a remedy. Thank God this morning there is a way that we can escape hell. And that is, in salvation, Christ has paid the penalty for your sin when He died on an old rugged cross and shed His precious blood that whosoever will could come and drink of the water of life freely. God can free you from your sin. We all got a sin problem. And then I could go on past salvation, that aspect, but I want to move on to the aspect of present salvation. Have you ever heard this said by any? I've heard it said by many since I've been saved. Preacher, I'd get saved, but I'm afraid I can't live it. I'd get saved, but I don't think I could do what you all do. I don't think I could be what you all are in your lives. I just don't think I could do it. I've heard that over and over. I would get saved if I thought I could live it. I got news for you. You can't live it. But I want to tell you, that's the present aspect of salvation, where sin did reign in your life as a sinner. When salvation comes and the penalty for your sin is paid, the blessed Lord of glory comes and takes up His abode in your heart. And there is no longer sin reigning, but grace reigning in your life. And the blessed process, and this present salvation does have a process to it. Thank God, greater is He that is in you now, that salvation has come, than he that is in the world. And God gives you power to overcome the world. world, the flesh and the devil, the enemies that you face every a single day as a child of God. When you get up in the morning, there's three enemies that you face: the world, the devil, and the flesh. And they're there every day. But grace is now reigning. God's good favor is now reigning. And He gives us power to overcome these enemies that we face. And we go on day after day with the process of God moving in our hearts and lives, enabling us and empowering us to live a victorious life in the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only that, but to rejoice as we travel on toward glory land. That's the present aspect. God just saved us from the penalty of sin and left us to ourselves. We'd be worse off and right back in sin, worse than we ever was. But God don't do that. When He saves us, He comes into our hearts in the person of the Holy Ghost, and He takes up His abode there. And He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, but I'll go with you always. And so He never leaves us. I've been saved now this year 38 years. And I found myself every day realizing that I belong to someone else. Realizing that I was bought with a price. I'm not my own anymore. Realizing that God redeemed me by the precious blood of His darling Son when He died on an old rugged cross. And that blood is still precious this morning. That blood still has power to enable us to draw nigh to God by the blood of Christ. Have access to the throne of God and call on Him in time of need, in time of trouble. The process keeps working day after day in this present salvation that has been provided by the darling Son of God for everyone that will come to the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance and faith. Present salvation. Can you do wrong and it not bother you? I've never been able to do wrong and it not bother me. I've never been able to get by with sin since I've been saved. Not even the littlest sin. Little things mean a lot. But I'm glad in that past aspect of salvation, my penalty was paid. In this present aspect of salvation, I've been given power to live for the Lord Jesus Christ in this present world. I can't do it on my own. But greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I was not saved but just a couple of 3 months until I read that verse and I just claimed it, Brother Wayne. And down through the years I've used it over and over and over. When I'm tempted and when things are hard and when trouble comes, I look up and say, Lord, You're greater than anything I got to face. And You're living on the inside of me. And Lord, I want You to help me in this time of trouble. I want You to help me in this time of need. You said You'd go with me always. You said You'd be with me and stick with me. And I found out that His promises are true. He's been with me all the way. He's been my surety in this Christian walk. And I'm not worried about Him going away. I'm not worried about getting lost again. I'm not worried about going to hell. I'm not worried about what God does in my life. It's His will. It's His life. He can do whatever He wants. And I'm glad, thank God, that I come to that place one blessed day when I said, Lord, I don't care. It don't make no difference to me. I don't care if I never preach another revival. I don't care if I never preach in another camp meeting. I don't care if anybody ever mentions my name again. Lord, as long as I can please You, and Lord, as long as I can keep this centerpiece on the inside, as long as I can have this joy that You've given me, Lord God, what else matters? What else matters this morning when you got Jesus Christ on the inside, a flooding your soul with joy and contentment and peace? There ain't nothing else matters. Present salvation. But that ain't all of it. It don't stop there. There's a future aspect to salvation. There's a hope of glory that anchors my soul. There's some promises this morning, Brother Terry, that God's made us. There's some promises that I'm going to another country and there won't be no more troubles. There won't be no more heartaches and there won't be no more sin. There won't be no disappointments in my life anymore. And Lord, I'm not going to miss anyone. I'm going to have everything that I need in Him. And Brother Ken, I'm going to be in such a beautiful place. I can't even imagine it in my mind this morning. Walls of jasper and gates of pearl and a street of gold. But more than anything else, the one that made it all possible is going to be there. The Lord Jesus Christ. And if I have to stand a million years in line to get a walk up to Him, it don't matter to me. As long as one day, Brother Ken, I can bow at His feet and say, thank You, Lord, in person. Thank You, Lord, for that old time salvation that You give me. Thank You, Lord, for that salvation that's brought me to this place and given me joy in my earthly life. Thank God this morning for that great salvation that God has given to us in this life. You have that this morning. It's a great salvation. When you get saved, you won't be worried about what people think about you. I remember going back out on the job on Monday after I got saved on Sunday. And I worked with a wicked bunch of men, wicked. I remember taking my little old brown paper bag and took my dinner in. They'd always sit around and tell dirty jokes and cuss and handle bad talk and do things. And I was the same way then. But when that great salvation came, I didn't want to be around that. And so I took my little old sack of dinner, Brother Wayne, and I went way off by myself and sat down, started eating. I never said nothing. Never condemned them boys or said anything to them. I just went off. And after the second or third day, there's an old man that worked on the job. And he's up in his 70s. And he came over and sat down by me. And he said, I've noticed that you've been coming over here and sitting down. Said, some of them said that you said you got saved. And I said, I did. I said, the Lord saved me. And I don't have anything against them, but I just don't want to hear all that stuff. And he said, well, I'm right with you. He said, I'm a Christian too. So God made a way for fellowship when I thought there wasn't any. And He's made a way all down through these years, 38 years now. He's given me a good wife. He's given me some good children. He's given me some grandchildren. He's given me a little old church now that I've been pastoring for about close to 34 years, I guess. Up here on the hillside, there ain't many of us. But boy, we enjoy our salvation. Sunday night, we had a time. Brother Jeff was there. We had a time in that little old church just to preaching and a singing and a testifying and thanking God for just this old time salvation that is so great. You don't know, sinner friend, this morning, if you're here not saved, you don't know what you're missing. This salvation is a great salvation. It brings things that nobody else can give you. It causes things to happen that you thought would never happen. The things that you used to love, you'll now hate. The things that you used to, you didn't like, you'll now love. That's the way it is. I'm going to close with this. I was 29 years old when I got saved. And I was a very wicked boy or man. And I'd been wicked from the years of a teenager. Very wicked. I didn't know anything about God. I never dreamed. 2 weeks before I got saved, I never dreamed I'd ever be in a church house except for a funeral or something like that. And God brought all this to pass in around 2 weeks' time. In around 2 weeks' time, He got me in a church house. He got me under Holy Ghost conviction. He put godly sorrow in my heart. He worked repentance in my heart. And He gave me faith to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord. And He became my Savior that day. And this has been the best road I've ever traveled. I can't even, there's no comparison. No comparison. If you're not saved this morning, this is a great salvation. You don't want to miss it. If you miss it, you'll miss heaven. If you miss it, you'll go to hell. If you miss it, you've missed everything. God bless you this morning. Bless you, Brother Kevin. Bless you.
Here in life, I walk through dark valleys, and I question, oh Lord, when I don't understand. Then I hear Jesus say, my child, keep on looking, for the next hill is a beautiful land. Someday I shall stand on the top of Mount Zion, and I'll get to look into Canaan's fair land. I'll sing and I'll shout when I reach that city. No, I'll never walk in a valley again. Someday I shall walk through death's lonely valley. But Jesus, my Lord, will hold to my hand. Yes, thanks be to God, death will be just a shadow, as on top of Mount Zion I stand. Someday I shall stand on the top of Mount Zion, and I'll get to look into Canaan's fair land. I'll sing and I'll shout when I reach that city. No, I'll never walk in a valley again.
Saved my soul. I'm thankful for that great salvation that Brother Neil was preaching about this morning. He didn't only save my soul, but he blessed me with many blessings. He met my every need down through life. I haven't had to worry about anything. He's taken care of everything. I was last week I was had some jobs to do, and it started raining on Thursday afternoon. I mean morning. And I got out there and I was going to mow some grass, but that rain hinders a lot of mowing, grass mowing. So I said, Lord, I need to get this grass mowed. I want to go to that meeting this next week. And I said, I can't go to that meeting if I don't get all these jobs done. So About 30 minutes later, I got to the job, and just as soon as I got to the job, the rain stopped, and it quit raining the whole day, and I was able to get all the yards mowed, and then the next day, the same thing. 3 days in a row, it started raining, and God stopped the rain. I'm thankful that He looked upon me as His child, and He sees the need that I have, and He gives me what I need. And I don't have to worry about having to deal with the things that come my way, but I'm thankful that He's always provided what I need. And He sees the burden that's on my heart, and He takes care of it. I thank Him for that this morning. And I love Him this morning.
Found that Calvary far exceeds my fondness.